Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD enthusiast and total mindfulness geek. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, where we dive deep into the magical intersection of neurodiversity, spirituality, and all things awesomely. Today, we're talking about something super crucial for navigating life with an ADHD brain mindfulness in relationships. You know that feeling when your partner is trying to tell you something important, but your mind is off on a tangent, daydreaming about space travel, applauding your next grocery list. Ever get caught up in a spiral of miscommunication because you weren't fully present? Yeah, I feel ya. But guess what? Mindfulness can totally be our superpower here. It's like training our brains to be laser-focused on the people we love, even when our inner squirrel is trying to steal the spotlight. First things first, remember that mindfulness isn't about being perfectly zen all the time. It's about being aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment and actively choosing how you respond. Think of it like this. Your mind is a mischievous monkey, always jumping from branch to branch. Mindfulness is learning to gently guide that monkey back onto the path when it starts swinging away. Now, let's break down some practical tips for incorporating mindfulness into your relationships. Number 1. Listen with intention. When someone's talking, resist the urge to plan your response or get lost in your own head. Instead, focus on their words, their body language, their tone of voice. Really try to understand what they're saying, not just hear the words. Imagine you're a detective solving a fascinating mystery. Every clue matters. Number 2. Practice active empathy. This means putting yourself in your loved one's shoes and trying to see things from their perspective. It's not about agreeing with them, but about understanding their feelings and where they're coming from. Remember, even when you disagree, you can still connect with compassion. Number 3. Speak with kindness. Before you say something, take a moment to pause and consider how it might be received. Choose words that are supportive, encouraging, and respectful. Remember, even small gestures of kindness can make a world of difference. Think about the language we use as a reflection of our inner landscape. Number 4. Create sacred space for connection. Schedule regular time for quality interactions with your loved ones, whether it's a weekly date night, a mindful walk together, or simply 10 minutes of uninterrupted conversation before bed. Put away your phones, turn off the distractions, and truly be present with each other. These moments become little rituals of love and connection that nourish your souls. And lastly, number 5. Be patient with yourselves. Learning to be more mindful takes time and practice. There will be times when you slip up, we all do. But don't beat yourself up about it. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment and keep practicing. You're on a journey, not a race. Now let me tell you about a real-life example. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your partner, but your mind is racing with a million thoughts: that presentation tomorrow, the laundry piling up, what to make for lunch the next day. You're barely listening to your partner, and they feel unheard and unimportant. Now, imagine if you took a few deep breaths, focused on their words, and really tried to understand their perspective. Maybe instead of getting sucked into your own thoughts, you ask questions that show genuine interest. Suddenly, dinner becomes a space for connection and intimacy, not just another task to be checked off the list. See how mindfulness can transform even a mundane situation. So there you have it, my beautiful ADHD warriors. Remember, relationships are our greatest teachers, and mindfulness is the key to unlocking deeper connection and love. Keep practicing, keep being kind to yourselves, and remember you are capable of amazing things. Ready to take action? Share your thoughts on this episode in the comments below. What's one way you can practice mindfulness in your relationships today? And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.